The person thinks a little bit that what happened in these days, that the tremendous korban that happened in these days, he realizes why this is the truth of the year. You look at the Shulchan Aruch and you see what Chazal and Machayev have to think in these days, the chiyuv of avedus, of feeling the korban. But to me personally, he's a shver attack for different reasons. And that is because the Leida by me, these days are not shver at all. The Tzarechad, we see the chiyuv of avedus and feeling the korban. But to me personally, I find it very hard to start to approach these days of Imam Sarm of the shver attack. One person, Adam Gadol, said over Mike Shahid, he knows personally, the Yidden in Brooklyn, he worked a lot to bring out the different Kitsa Yad of the Rishayim, and he traveled all over the world to find these Kitsav. And he said that once he was in the Vatican of the Via Vaita Summa, where and there they have many different of the Kliya Migdash, and they have many different Kitsavim, and he went to Punt and Dizime, I'm sorry. And one of the Malachim told him, you know, you're a rabbi, maybe you could help me. And he noticed every year in this time, in summer months, you see those things, and he pointed to one of the Kliya Migdash, they look like they're sweating. And I could swear that they're crying. How do you explain that? And this year, obviously, I'm clear what it was, that the Churban, that even the Kliya Migdash, if we could understand it as such, even they are crying about the Churban. And I thought to myself, Gival, here we have Eitzim Vavonim, Mamish, Eitzim Vavonim that are crying about the Churban. Do we cry about the Churban? Do we feel this is the Galus? Do we hope for the Gaula? And Avada, we, Baruch Hashem, we're learning and we're keeping our Sarim, but that's not enough. The Chafetz Chaim brings a Lashon HaChazal, like the Baruch Shalom Tainus to Yitzin LaYafo Asisem Shechivavtem Esterasi V'leichivavtem Malchusi. It's not enough, it's in a Torah, it's in a Yeshiva, learning the whole day. We have to also think about Golas and think a little bit about Geula and bringing the Geula. A Tzaddik once said he once understood what it means Shechinta B'Golusa, what it means Sarah Shechina. He saw there were children playing. He noticed one of the children were crying. He says, what are you crying about? He says, you know what I'm crying about? We made it to play hide and go seek with my friends. And I'm supposed to be the one that's hiding, and they're supposed to look for me. And I'm hiding and nobody's looking for me. And that makes you cry. Here I am hiding and nobody's looking. So this Tzaddik said, this is when he realized what it means. Tzara Shechin of Shechinta B'Galusa. The Eibishter said, "Anochi hasta asta ponai, I will hide from Klai Yisrael and Golus." But Klai Yisrael has to find the Eibishter. You have to look for the Eibishter. And Kaviyachol, the Eibishter is hiding and nobody's looking. And this is therefore these days, the Avodas Hayom has to be thinking about Golus, hoping about Geula, looking for Geula, something, to look for the Eibishter in these days of hasta ponim. I want to speak about something, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, that I think is, which Chazal tell us, is something that certainly will bring the Geula. And hopefully with this will be Mekayim Al-Chiyav of these days, of thinking about Golus and hopefully bringing the Geula. The Gemara of Adizaya tells a very scary story. Something I'm afraid to say over, but the Maaseh Gemara says it, and obviously there's a limud. And I think it's a limud which is very miyuchad, specifically for these days, Yimei HaMetzarim. The Gemara says that when they captured Rav Elezer ben Parthen and Chanina ben Tradjoy, they're both sitting together in jail. Zog the Gemara, so Rav Elezer ben Parthen told Rav Chanina ben Tradjoy, "Ashrecha, you Rav Chanina ben Tradjoy, you're lucky. Shenitfasta al davar echad. You only have one crime that they're holding against you. Oily, but to me, Shenitfasti al chamisha dvarim. I have five crimes. Of course, Rashi says they weren't really crimes. They were just alilas. They were." But I did five things wrong, you did one thing wrong, you're better off. So Chanim says that's not true. Ashrecha shenitfasta al davar echad. Oyde shenitfasta, ashrecha shenitfasta al chamisha dvarim ba'ata nitzal. You, Taka, did five things wrong, but you're going to be saved. But me, me, Rukhiv and Trajan, I did one thing wrong. I'm not going to be safe. I'm not going to make it out of here alive. Why? Why if Chanidim and Trajan only did one chet, why wasn't he safe? So he himself explained. Sha'at asakta b'tayru v'nus chasadim. You, a blessed and pastor, you do tayru v'nus chasadim, and you're going to be safe. Oh, but for me, v'ani v'yasakti ele b'tayru v'uvad. And I was only oisig in tayru, not in chesed, and therefore, although I only did one chet against the government, I will never make it out of here alive. And obviously we're talking about Heligat, Tana, and Chaniv and Trajan. We can't talk about his Chatayim, we can't understand his Chatayim. If we don't understand his Chatayim, then he could also, and his Zichah would have not been Nichshol Chalila. What I'm going to try to do tonight is understand what's the limit for us. You see, a Mavadiki Gemara, the Rav Elazar, Chaniv and Trajan says he was not Zaycha to be saved because he didn't do Chesed. He learned that he didn't do Chesed. Evi Agarata, as the Gagoyim says, Evi Agarata has a limud, and this Agarata looks so muddy. Can we understand what his chet was? If he learned Torah, he learned Torah. And he zichri was mavakal Torah. And yet, because of that, he wasn't zaycha to be saved. I want to tell you what I think of the limud of this Gemara. There's an interesting Mishnah Navos in Perikei, Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah speaks about the different midas of a person. Ha'ayim shali shali v'shalach shalach. If somebody says, whatever's mine is mine and yours is yours, Zog the Mishnah, do me the Benyan. He's a Benyan. In this kind of question, a person, he doesn't take the Yenim, he doesn't give the Yenim, so he's pretty, the Chari, he's a Benyan, he's even. Zog the Mishnah, V'yesh'aym, do me the Sedayim. If somebody does not take the Yenim, but he doesn't give the Yenim, that's me the Sedayim. And all the Mepharshim, what is the Chafanar? Okay, if he doesn't give Yenim, he's not a Baal Chesed, he's not a Tzadik, he's not a Chafetz Chaim. But go to the extreme, you call him Midas Sedayim. Rabbeinu Yonah of Hanar says clearly that we're talking about this person, he doesn't give Yenim, but it's this person is Zichim Mekayim all the mitzvahs, but Adon Chavera, he's a Tzadokah and Chesed, he's a Tzadik, he'd be a Rasha. If a person of Atle, any mitzvah, he's a Rasha. So Ben Yaina says it, and like Yonah, and Sarah, we all say that for now. This person does all the chiyuvim that he's supposed to do, and he says, Ben Yaina, and Chavera. So the Zach is clear that he's doing all the chiyuvim, he's not a tzaddik, he's not a Baal Chesed. Why is he Midas Sedayim? The worst title you give a person, Midas Sedayim. So I saw that the Dab, and Sarah, I'll say, very simple of Shat. And Achanami now, he's okay, he didn't do an Averia. But it's going to come safe to safe after he continues in this shali shali shalach shalach to come to do a veil. But I think there could be a more positive shot in the Mishnah. I once saw a beautiful verse being a tremendous Osiris, and it started me thinking about something that I think we should think about more often. The Mishnah says, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu l'zakeh et Yisrael l'fikach hirba lehem tayru mitzvah. A Mishnah we all know. But I once saw a very interesting Deher, how he tied up what this Mishnah means. In the Sefer, Yisefer Yisoyli Hadas, is written by an Ish Kadosh, the Moshe Rosenstein, the Lomsha Mashkia. My family had a Shaykhah with him personally, he was the Ish Kadosh of Al-Moshe. So at the end of the Sefer, he writes what he calls Ha'ara G'dayla Din Yisroel. And he once explained what this Mishnah means. So he says in his time, people used to say over, that there was somebody in a different country that he had a special device that he could take copper and from the copper he could make it into gold. And he writes, of course it cost a lot of money to get this machine working and the whole operation was very expensive, but Soif Kol Soif was a merdiker fan. And he writes, the Tama Miskani Kol Echa Deshmaya, people get jealous of this person, he has such a machine, he takes from copper to gold. And then he fears, I think it's the Yisrael Gadol. Lama lanu l'kanoisa, why do you have to jealous of that person? Because we have the same opportunity. Im yesh b'chal teinu b'li omol v'yagia rabba, without any yagia, without any cost, u'b'li haitza meruba, l'hapach eiza agurais v'shavyoim shalmuyoinin rabba b'atim. Because we also have this keli that could take from the chayishas to gold, but doesn't cost anything. And this, what is that, Dr.? This is what he calls Asokim Kamrevachim Gidolim Atsumim Lasais Eis Hiyoisi Goyle Mazer in Maisa Hasidot of Chesed. That by us we have this Yechaylus, we have this mitzvah of Chesed. We too can take tap and make it to go. But the difference is for them, for that machine it costs money and it's itself, and for us it's explained to them. And this is the way he teaches the Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zakeh of Israel, that he gave us the mitzvah of Chesed, which the mitzvah of Chesed takes some tap and makes it into gold. And I may just add one little nekuda, what the Torah Chavetz Chaim says it, in Avot Chesed, it's Chesed Beis, Perek Beis, that the Eibishter made the world in a very, what to us a very funny way. Nobody in this world could live alone. Every person, even a normal person, if he's not sick, a normal healthy person, has to come on to hundreds of people every day to go on a life. He has to have the milkman, he has to have the shofet, and he has to have the butcher, and he has to have the storekeeper, and he has to have parents, and chaverim, and rabbeim. So to Chavetz Chaim, the Eibishter made the world in this way for a reason. Because the Eibishter wanted to teach us the importance of chesed. The Alter von Kalim and the Sefer Chacham and Musa and the Maimehei says the same exact thing, and the Rebbe Pashat Be'etzah. The way the world works, people have to do chesed one another. In the Haftarah we learned from this past Shabbos in Micha, Higid la'acha adam ma'atayiv u'ma'ashem darish imcha. The pasuk is telling us something that we all want to know. A person lives his life, hopefully, with Hashem, a ben Torah specifically, he wants to do Ratzon Hashem. What is Ratzon Hashem? Sometimes in Minaras Hazachim say, yeah, it's Ratzon Hashem. That's the Ratzon Hashem. That cover the Torah, that's Ratzon Hashem. What is real Ratzon Hashem? So the pasuk, the Azai, Uma Hashem, Zorish Mimcha. What is the real Ratzon Hashem? That's the pasuk, Ki Emasoit Mishpat V'Ahavas Chesed. That the emissary Ratzon Hashem is the Ahavas Chesed. And the Chavetz Chaim, I saw the Yopyan, the Yov, says the point of the same exact thing. You look at the deek, the pasuk, it's just enough in the deek. Asoit mishpat v'ahavas chesed. It doesn't say asoit mishpat v'chesed. It doesn't say ahavas mishpat v'chesed. Asoit mishpat v'ahavas chesed. So to Chavetz Chaim, the Torah, Chodesh Panun, the Eibishter actually, Mo Hashem, Zoresh Mecha, what does Eibishter really want from us? He doesn't want you to do chesed. First, the Eibishter wants ahavas chesed. A person should love chesed. You know, when a person is sick, Rachman al Zayin takes medicine. Does he love to take medicine? He takes medicine. The Torah, the Eibishter, Farak Panun is ahavas chesed. A person should love chesed. And it's a mud mizah. Misarecha, the Eibishter, what Hashem really wants from us is ahavas chesed. And the Eibishter made the world in a way that chesed, the schus, the opportunities of chesed, value zich and gash. The Eibishter made the world that every person has to come onto Yenim's chesed. That means every person has yecholus, a constant yecholus of doing chesed. And the tzatzrishi chesed, like this Ramesh Mashkiach said, is the opportunity to take from the chesed to make it into gold. So here we have chesed that's not some mitzvah, it's ma'ashem dorish mimcha. And it's really the Ratzon Hashem, and it's so easy, the Yecholus of Chesed. Can we say that we love to do Chesed? Can we say we're really Baal Chesed? Can we say we're doing what Hashem is Darish Mimcha? Why not? If Chesed is so easy and it's so important, so why are we not really Baal Chesed? You know what the answer I think is? I think because we really don't know what Chesed is. We don't know what Chesed is by the Eibishter. I can prove to you very simply. In every yeshiva, there are a few bachurim, right? That when they wash their hands, after they finish, they fill up the cup for the next person. Or there are some bachurim in the yeshiva that when a person comes in, a new bachur, a new balabas in the yeshiva, whatever it is, they're the first ones to give him shalom, to make him feel at home. If a bachur is lonely, if a bachur looks a little depressed, they run over, they want to mechazik him, they want to him. That's a few bachurim, right? The waiter is carrying a big tray and full of different foods, and Kamamish, he's Kamat clotting. So you have a few bachim from a gun trailer, they run over to help him. But how do the rest of us look at that bachim? You say, no, he's a nice guy. He's finally a bachim. And that's the chesed. Some people look at him, he's a goody goody. You know, if he doesn't know how to learn, he's not a lamdin, he's not a tamachachim, so he becomes a Baal Chesed. You know, like you have a Vimkhan Kayin, you think of a girl, Vimkhan Kayin. So Vimkhan, making it in life, he becomes a Baal Chesed. He does all these Maris kept himself up to water, he helps the waiter, all these things to keep himself busy, he doesn't want to be bored. It's a joke, but really, maybe it's not really a joke. We look up to that person that fills up the water, that he's doing what Hashem desires from him. Do we look at that person that he's doing the emes to Ratzon Hashem? We're looking at him like a Nebuchadnezzar, nothing else to do. Right? There were some bachrim that put back svarim, even bizman hazeh. Even bizman hazeh, they put back the svarim that they used. How do we look at them? Do we look at them as that's the real Ratzon Hashem? And when somebody uses a sefer, he doesn't put it back, he's doing hepach of the real Ratzon Hashem? And if that's the way we think sometimes, then that's why we're not really oyev eches, we're not really baalei chesed. The problem is we forget what chesed is and what the importance of chesed is. Rabbi Yoyin in the Shari Tshuva, in Shari Gimel, Oysid Gimel, Avijah's Lashon, it speaks for itself. The Yesh mitzvah Vaseh Yun HaChamurai from the Harpsa mitzvah She'ein HaMoin HaOm Mizorim Behem, that nobody is really careful. And what's his mashal? Gemilas Chasodim She'ein mitzvah Vaseh. And then if he has done Tichayi Va'odam V'Troyach V'Drisha Toiv La'amoi, he has to worry about Machayim U'Rishkoi Va'omol Nafshoi Tahorva V'Shvit Al Takonet Chaveroi. And then if he has done V'Zoyit Min HaChamurai Adam. This is the Ikka, this is the Kol HaTorah Kula, and if you're Zoy Shenema, Higit Lecha Odom Ma'atoy U'ma Hashem Zoyos Rincha Ki'im Ha'atoy U'mishpa Tehava Sefer. But when Yainis saw in the Pasuk Ma Hashem Zoyos Rincha is literally, this, that is the Ratzon Hashem. The Bacha that's looking to help Machayis, he's not a goody-goody. He's doing the real what Hashem is Zoyos Rincha. We hold all the story of the Chafetz Chaim. He once had a guest in his house. And what did he do to Chafetz Chaim? He made the bed for the guest. There's no spider from that. That's the real Ratzon Hashem. That's what the Eibishter wants from us. First in every bach, especially young bach, we want Dveikis, right? We want to be Dovek to the Eibishter. What is Dveikis? What's Taitu Dveikis? So the Pasuk says, Ugoi Sidva. What does Uboi Sidvak mean? Mahu Gemel Chesed, Afato Gemel Chesed. Real Dveikus, what the Eibishter calls Dveikus, is doing Gemilas Chasodim. That's real Dveikus. The Talmud Devoira, who was one of the biggest Mekubalim, the Talmud of the Ariya Kaddish, in his Sefer, he starts off with something that we can't, the Shemari, can understand. He says, Azach, Ha'odah, he says, a chiyav of a person, Roi she'yizama l'kayne, a person has to be like the Eibishter. And then explains the importance of it. So what do we have to do, Dr. Talmud Devoir, what do we have to do to be like the Eibishter? And here we have the guest of the Mekubalim talking, who knows what real Dveikis is. What are the Talmud Devoir types of Dveikis? L'fikach, Roi she'yidma, Eilav, Pu'ula, Sakasa, V'hen Yigimel, Midoi Sharafim. So the time of the very real Dveikus is when a person is about chesed. And it's not a chiddush. I think it's possible the Gemara, the Chazal, of Uboi Sidvach, Mahu Goyim El Chesed, Afato Goyim El Chesed. That's the real Dveikus. You know, the famous Maisa, you know, one of the most important moments, most precious moments in a person's life, Rahman was fun at the end of his life. Chazal tell us, Yesh Tonei Lomei B'Sha'achas, very, very special moments, very, very tired momentum. And the Maisa is told, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, before his Sefira, what did Rabbi Yisrael Salanta do with the last moments of his life? So the Talmidim say over, there was one Talmud that was sitting with Rabbi Yisrael. They knew that he was going to be Nifta and they wanted to watch him. So the Talmud said that Rabbi Yisrael sat with him and told him Hester Chaim. When somebody is Nifta, people are scared to sit with a Nifta. But you should know there's nothing wrong with it. It's really nothing can really happen. And he wanted to explain to this Talmud that there's nothing really wrong with being with a maid. I heard this Maisis, it's in Zayga Ad, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, the grace of going in Kaddish. That's the way he spent the last moments of his life. That's the way he was the age Khanalam Shahakas. And I realized, yes. Rabbi Yisrael spent the last moments of his life in Spitzweiter, because he was worried about Nachayim. He was being nice to the Baal Chaver. There was somebody, another kid that might have tzar. So Yisrael spent his last moments in what the Yavish is real tzveikis of Mahu Goyim Melchesed Af HaTogah Melchesed. That Yisrael's life ended in Spitz tzveikis. That's what it means thinking about Nachayim. That's what, really what Godless is all about. I want to tell you a medrash, and I can't say I understand this. But they state in the Medrash, it's half of a fella, Mafal Arayim. And I'll just tell you what the Medrash says. We all know, and I have to tell you, what Moshe Rabbeinu was, what Moshe was zoicha to in his life, what Moshe was given opportunities, and God will be able to Shemoy. What made Moshe Rabbeinu the greatest in Moshe Rabbeinu? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu chosen to be the God of Mirabas, to be the Nisan HaTorah, to be the one that took Klai out of Mitzrayim? In every job you have to have requirements, you have to fill out a resume, well, you have to have Milas. What was Moshe's Milas that made him the Moshe Rabbeinu? We could sit and we could guess this meter, that meter. I'll tell you what the Medrash says. The Medrash is in Shmoyt, Herzeis, Oizeis. So the Hedig Medrash, Va'af Moshe, Leibachne HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela B'tzayim. Moshe became Moshe Rabbeinu because of tzayim, because of sheep. What's that? Omer Rabbi Seinu, Mishkishahoye Moshe Rabbeinu of Asholem Raya, Tzayinu Shal Yisrael, and he was watching the sheep of Yisrael. Baruch Amenu Gedi V'ratz Acharav. One Gedi ran away, and Moshe ran after it. Ad Shegiyo Lechassis. So we reach the Mepharshim and Taitu, we reach the certain three pieces of grass. Kivan shagia lachasis nizamaloi brecha shalmayim. It's all water. Omad hadi lishtoi. So he got up to drink. Kivan shagia Moshe esleh. And waiting a first and tight, Moshe was running after it and it couldn't even catch up to it. So Moshe is running after this gedi. Think about this. Moshe is running after this gedi. Omad, so Moshe starts talking to the gedi. Yeah, we live in a Meshuggah Nevelte in America that man is dog's best friend, right? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a best friend as Gedi. And here Moshe was talking to the Gedi. Ani lo hayisi yedei yisharat hayisa mifnei tzama oyev. Mifnei tzama, I didn't know you were thirsty. Moshe Rabbeinu, God and the Rabbis, right, decided to talk with the Gedi. Oyev ata, I see you're tired. Nebuch, you ran away to get the water. And don't forget, Moshe ran after, is also tired. So if the Medrash Hakivai at Seifai. So Moshe took the Gedi on his shoulders. He took him for a ride to get to the water. You hear what's going on here? Zok the Yevish to Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, l'cha rachamim l'nuktainos abos of Adam. You have rachmanis on abos of Adam. Chayecha at the tira tzayni Yisrael. Havi Moshe ha'yimai. Zok the Medrash, this is what Moshe's godless was. Moshe had rachmanis in Lachat Feitin. And not even a person. Moshe had rachmanis on the Gedi. The Medrash and Mishpashtein. Oh, the Biffle Mishpashtein is the Sinur Kalimu. And the Medrash and the Pesach before that said that what Dovin also was Nibchar to the Melech Yisrael, a similar Maisa with the Gedi, how Dovin take them out in a certain time, they should be comfortable. Half of a fella, what Chazal looked at, what Chesed is, what it means, worrying about Nachayna, worrying about even a Gedi. And you look in the Sifrei Musa, the Alpha and Kelim, I think the first nine Shmuz in the Sefer, Chachma Musa, Rabbi Yochim in the Sefer, that's Chachma Musa. They all speak about this Musa, what they call Naisa Ba'ol Chaveroi. Naisa Ba'ol Chaveroi is a Mishnah Navas, one of the Memchas Kinyoni HaTorah. And they say that Moshe was chosen because Moshe had this Midan Isgava of Naisa Ba'ol Chaveroi. Rabbi Yochim in my mute days, I'll read you his Lashin. Kol ha-mitzvot ha-toyra kalulam b'mitzvah zu of noisa ba'oil. She-mida zu havi kama yisoy shal toyra yisoy de shal mitzvot u-mistama hi yisoy gamken le-bein adam le-machin. Mabal ha-harayi. When somebody is thinking about Nachayna, it's not somebody as a nice zah. He's not somebody, a nice person. That's the kol ha-toyra kula. So taste, when you're walking over here, and very often, Baruch Hashem, we have the Zigoylam, and Mokum has a little Saramo, and you have to, either somebody walking out of the door, you walk into the door, who goes first? So what's the person's reaction? well, listen, I'm older than Hezbollah, I'm a bigger lamb than him, so I go first, right? But then when a person realizes what it means, Noisib al Khaver, what it means, Ma Hashem Zarish Mecha, as the Gabal, that's a Salam alaikum. And I'm going to let him go first, because that's why I'm on this world. Because Moshe was chosen to be the Moshe Rabbeinu, because he had Rachmanis on a Gedi. So how much more should I respect Nach Amench, Nach Hashem alaikum? Nach, what is a person? Do you know what a person is? The Chaim Shmulevitz, and one of the Shmuzin, it's again Mavel al Arayim. But the Pasuk says in Bina Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani. The Yevis is talking to all of us, every single one of you right here. And you should be Kedoshim, Ki Kadosh Ani. Zav the Medjish, Yachol Kemoini. The taste, the Yevis is talking to every single Yid alive, that maybe you Yid should be like me. Talmud Leima, the Kikadish Oni Kedushasi, the Milan the Kedushasim. Fred Yav Chayim, it's Mavel al Harayim. The Avis is saying, Yachol Kamoini, a person, a Shlepa, a Shnara, every person has to be like the Avis stuff. And what's not Shver is you have to have a, there's a Kosis. Kikadish Oni is Magala, no, you don't have to have the same Kosis, him like the Avis stuff, because he's not the Avis stuff. Fred Yav Chayim, what kind of Havmin is this? What kind of Maskon is this? And the Medrash is a different pasuk also. Again, the Havmin Maskana. So the Abchayim, because every Yid is a Yachol Kamoini Nisa. Every Yid is not some Abachol or a Shlepa. Chas V'chalila, every Yid is a Yachol Kamoini. He's a Havmin that he's a Shtik Eivishter. And the only reason why he's not is with the pasuk. Kedushasi L'mayim Kedushaskan. But every Yid is a Shtik Kedusha. So when some we have to walk out the door, we see a Yachol Kamoini coming towards us. How much cup we have to have with a Yachol Kamoini? How much we have to have a Yachas to every person, if he's smarter than us, or if he's younger than us, or older than us? But he's a Yachol Kamoini. Rabbi says Yachol Kamoini. You know what that means? You know what that means? You have to have two gezeres hakasim that he's not like the Eibishter. I asked Mavdalek a number of times. Kivega was sitting once by night with another Tamachachim. I heard later from Sevi Goldstein the same mice that happened to be in the Sivis, and they were talking and learning for Shteitzer. They were knocking the door. They go to the door, it's a frostige night, a winter night. They saw a person, he was a collector, and he was out in the cold for a long time, and he began to Fafroigen. And he came in, and he was frozen solid. So Kivega ran over to him, took him into the house. And he saw that the circulation of Mamish was very difficult and for all the cold. So he picked up his foot, the Hilig of Kivega, and started to rub down his foot with alcohol to warm him up, to give him a little chiyus. When he finished the first foot, he turned to the Sivis and he said, Yet, Zait ir mechubi mit the tzveite foot. Where did Kishar Kivega rabbi? Do you hear what Kivega is saying? He turns to the Nesivis, to Gala Hadar, and he's mechav the Nesivis to rub the foot of the Shemara. He said, Kivega understood that every Yid is a Yachol Kamoininess. Every Yid is a Shtikah Laikos. And the Chiyav of Kavid of Nesiva Oil is Ad Ein L'Shaya. This is what it means, the Havas Yisrael. This is what the Chiyav of Yehav Toreach Tomeicha, of Ma Hashem Aleikecha, Doyish from each one of us, to each of one of us. Avadi's not a big lamb like me. Avadi, he's this and that, but he's all a chelik of the Yachol Kamoini. We all know we learned through the Chumash the chet of stoyim, the tigreis of chatoyim. The pasuk is made v'anshei stoyim royim v'chatoyim Hashem ha'oid. And then we see what happens in the Churban. Sodom was destroyed. And if I were to ask any of you, what was the chet of Sodom that the cause of the aschet they were destroyed? If it's Royan the Chatayim Hashem Ha'oid, we know the Chatayim that went on then. What was the real chet why Stein was Necha? So I read Rabbeinu Yonah, the Heilig Rabbeinu Yonah from the Rishonim, from Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel Ois Tes Vav. Zot Rabbeinu Yonah, Vihine, you speak me about it. Thank you. 29 to Zidayim, Sheirayim Hashem Ma'oid. He's up there in the Aina. What was Taki Bechet? Zehoye Oven Zidayim. What was the. As the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, the Yad Oni Ve'evim Ayhizdika. Doctor, do you know what the Chet of Zidayim was? It wasn't all the Chetayim Brayim, Chetayim Hashem. Doctor, when you enter the Pasuk, he's telling us the answer that they started to do Chesed. We have no Asagah what this means. From all the Chetayim, that's why Zidayim was Nechav, because they didn't do Chesed. But now we have a hope of Shtikala Avonah what this means. Because if that's really what Hashem Alekecha is doing from each and every one of us, if the Avishai's real Ratzin is, we have to ask Tamaicha, that if somebody makes a sheet and Abdul Chesed, he has no Schut Kiyim. And that's why from all the Chatoyim, it's Shaykh Tshuva. But when somebody stops doing Chesed, when somebody stops being nice about Chaveri, he's stopping his Hachot Achayim. And this is really the MS. A little bit of understanding what it means, nice of all Chaveri. I was once by Yeshiva Bracha. Somebody was speaking about one of the tribes of the Chosin, and he said something that touched me very deeply. He said, this person, you know what his Mahalach in Levin is? I've nished Yenin, Vostach in Levin. And with that, the Imamish is Chaleil Asar of Oloyecha. With that, he touched up. Elochiv of their belt. With that he touched up what all the Sifrei Musa and the Sifrei Yira say, and really based still the pasuk Ma Hashem Alekecha Zayir Simcha. What's our real tachas Achayim? To let him forget him, to the health and get him. To be nice to all chaveri. To a person to make somebody a little happier, a little more Simcha. That's our tachas Achayim. This you have to remember your whole life. I nish to get him. Vostaf Malavim. Why do I say this? Because I hear countless times that it bothers me. Parents ask me, you know, my son is a big master, he learns nicely, but he has no time for anybody in the family, has no time to help. Is that what he learns in the yeshiva? And the answer is, Lomit and Aleph. What he learns in the yeshiva is, Ma'ashem Alekecha, Zayish Rimcha. What he learns in the yeshiva is, that there's an inyan of Noisabal Chaveri, that's the Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the Chereg of Dor HaChereg Kol HaTorah. And somebody who's not helpful, either here in yeshiva or at home, he's not just not a nice person. He's missing his tachos achayim. He's missing what the Eibishter really, really wants of us. And Avada, there's a mitzvah hamatayra, and there's a mitzvah hamatayra in kulam, there's kolam. I'm talking about after the kolam, and after the chiyuv. If somebody is not oisik in noisabal chaveri, he's not oisik in leaven. He's not living. That Stoyim was Nechav because they weren't beginning to do real life. Because what is real life? Real life, Ma'ashem, Alekechot, Zorish, Mechot. That's the real, our real Shlichot. Rav Chaim Moisev once said, when I was young, I thought the greatest accomplishment is to write a Shtikl Torah, to go to Chabura. When I got older, that smart, I realized that the greatest tachos that I could have is to make somebody else happy. That's really all the types that the Pasuk is telling us. That's Ma'ashem Alekecha Zayish Mimcha. This is nice of all Chaveri, and this is what made Moshe Rabbeinu the greatest of Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is what made David HaMelech, David Baruch Yisrael. It's trachting for Yenim, living for Yenim. Well, I've nit Yenim v'ostaf m'levin. What's our tachas? I've nit tutsahel from Yenim. What's real greatness? What's your boy Sidvay? Kibbutz Chassadim. The pasuk says in the beginning by Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of Shmoyis, Vayetei Elochi Vayar B'Sivloisam. So Rashi brings the Chazal. What does it mean Vayar B'Sivloisam? Nasan Eina V'Livay Liyos Meitza Aleim. And all the Mepharshim say this is Agatayis, what it means Noisa Ba'ol Chaveri. You need a little lave, a little heart, to realize something felt Yenim. Something he's missing something Yenim, and I can help him. A little lave, a little inayim. If you're not looking what he needs, you'll never help him. The taich of our chiv of their veld of nois of oil is in this Rashi. Nosan eina v'libay liyaz meitzalim. A person has to worry about somebody. He has to care about somebody. He has to see yenim itself. But I have to feel tzar because he has tzar. One of my kravim is that I happen to be a karb with a Moshe Stamelgang. And he told the story of Shemach himself said over when he was young, when Moshe Shemach used to go with the Bishkir for a walk. He used to go to Seder for a walk. One day, the Bishkir, he didn't come to Shemach, but he asked him, where were you yesterday? Look, I had a levaya. The next day, the brit grew up, the man goes to work to Hashem Machanim. And he asked, and a few days later, he was very surprised. What happened? And he asked the brit grew up, what happened? And the brit grew up, listen to the brit grew up. You told me I went to a levaya. Somebody was nifter, he has the dinim and shemayim on him. The shverest moment of a person's life is the tira. And the way you relate to that, the way you talk about it, I went to a levaya. I didn't see the tzar on your face. I didn't see the nice of all that somebody is nifter and it didn't bother you. You went to a levaya. I couldn't walk with you. To us, it's a mice of terror. But the boys say it's a mice of caution. Nosan Eina Baliba is not Sama Shainazar. That's our tachlis. That's our chiyah. That's our mitzvah. A new person comes to camp, or comes to yeshiva, comes to shul. It's all the same. So, what does one person do? He runs over. He wants to help him. He wants to mesameach him. He's not a goody goody. He's doing the tachlis achayim. He's Nosan Eina Baliba. He's giving a shtick heart. Sick heart he's given because Yenem needs it. Yenem needs the care. And if somebody doesn't do it, he's not just he's losing a mitzvah or a bitul asay. It's a bitul shlichus. It's a bitul of our tachas achayim. Because what Hashem wants, we should run over to help him. Because that's our tachas achayim. When you see somebody, he's like looking depressed. He doesn't look happy. If you don't run over to him, so you're not losing your mitzvah. You're losing your tachas achayim. You're not being nice about all chaveros. When I did Yenem, was tachmal levim. That's our tachas, that's our shlichus. Yisoid, or Yisoid HaChayim, we have to realize, and it's kedai to come to our Shrag of Adans Zumah, to hear this Yisoid, that the tachas of our leaven, from the Pasuk all the way down, are telling us the tachas is these words, Naisa Ba'oil Chaveri. Remember those words, Naisa Ba'oil Chaveri. A person has so many needs. And a chiyav al kol echad v'yechad is to see the yachad k'mayinik. Look at Yenem. And my chiyav is to help him. And if you don't do it, you're not just losing your mitzvah. You're losing your tachas hachayim. You're not doing the real Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. Filling up the water by the sink is not just a person that's bored. It's a person that's doing his tachas. Because that's our shlichus. And tzedoyim, with all the chatoyim, was given okay. But because they stopped doing chesed, they had no schus kiyum anymore. The daiti b'ez Hashem, that's the shot in the Mishkan Avon. Because if somebody says, Shali, Shali, Shalcha, Shalcha, he's not just losing a mitzvah of chesed. He's forgetting his shlichus of the devil. He's forgetting his tachlis, what Hashem aleikecha, doyish mimcha. And that's real midas chedoyim. It's not just a bit laseh, which makes him a beinoni. That's midas chedoyim. And that's the limit of the Gemara. We're not talking about the Hilad Yachinim and Tragic Chalulah. But the limit for us is, if somebody's Isaac in Torah, like if Chanina and Tanya was Isaac in Torah, but if he's made Asak Bechesed, then there's a big tefiyah. Because Torah is Kaddish Kedoshim. But there's also something, Jashem Aleikecha, Zayash Imenu, and that's the meat of Maisa Ba'oil. The limit of this Gemara is on Heichan Advar Magiyim. The Hilu Gitana, me, Yachal, Ahavan, Gizulasai, Vititasai, who could be masking to Hilu Bintradian? Or the Sigonish Geholfen. If he wasn't Isaac and Chesed, Hasef Hashpil, and that's why he was punished. Now, Baisai was starting, like I mentioned before, was zicha the most shveres at kufa by Klal Yisrael. And that's the Yimei HaMetzorim, the days, what we call the 3 weeks. And it's a chiyav on every single person to start making a little bit chesvayne shalayim. If we look at the grace of churban, we look at the churban that happened from churban habayis till our day, we look around, we see everything is kula churban. Yiddishkeit, Rahman Muslim, how much churban is in Yiddishkeit? And this is all because of what? It's all because of Sinas Chinam. And maybe now we can appreciate that from us. Because if there's Sinas Chinam, if there's no Ahavas Yisrael, then there's no Velt, there's no Chus Chinam. Because what Hashem wants from us is Ahavas Yisrael. The Chavetz Chaim once said, if sin have brought the korban, it brought the galus. So what's going to bring the geula? It's going to have to be mehava. It's going to have to be when one need loves you, he's after them. And this is zich achiv of a gantia. Because this is really our tachos of leitz baroil. But especially in these days, in these shverer tags, when the Eivet Hashem that has the everything in, he has to start thinking a little bit about shlichus, specifically in these days. There's so much churban and so much chil Hashem and so much tzoris and so much agvus nefesh came because of sinat chinam. That means that sinat chinam is the greatest churban. And to bring the greatest geula, to bring the geula hashlishis mehevi amenu, we have to bring a chesed. We have to do the chesed that we have to do. And let me tell you something. I hope we'll be nechlas in our life. And I hope you remember the Gan Torah. We all live in a world, a lot of people. We have chaverim, we have rabbeim, we have parents, we have strangers, we have shchenim. There's a whole group of people. And let me tell each and every one of you something that I hope you'll always remember. With all the people you have a shaykhah to, and I'm going to say this very clearly and deliberately, each and every one of you, and I mean this for chol libi, each and every one of you are the bailam on that person's suffering, on that person's happiness. You are a bailam to put some more simcha in that person's mind. No, you can't help a gezun. No, you can't give him a job, or you can't give him a panasa. But the one thing that each and every one of you mikat not gobble to do, and that's to be nice to the oilon, and that's to bring etvas more simcha in that person's life. And each and every one of you are the bailam to make somebody a little happier in this world. We hear Baruch Hashem a holy today, right? We had 3 meals a day. You realize what it means if you go into the kitchen and say, you know, cook, I know you're working a whole day to make delicious meals. I thank you for that. You know how much simcha you've worked in a person's life? You know how much nice about oil gate and I in those few words? And what does it cost? Is it time? Is it money? And you have no idea how much it's chewing up. Behind you, the Baruch of the Einar Yisi, every Shabbos, every Friday night, you go into the cook and thank her for all the work she did, every single week. That's nice about Chavera. That's our shlicha, that's our tachlis. And you, a regular young bacha or an old bacha, whatever you are a bailam on his simcha. And what does it say? What does it cost? No bittul Torah, no bittul mammon. And Rabbi Yisai, remember this. It's not just being a nice guy. That's what Hashem Alekecha is doyrish from each and every one of you. That's the Midah Mizgavah that made Moshe Rabbeinu, the grace of Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't want to start your learning. What's one of the memchas kinyanei HaTorah? It's nice of all chaverim. This is what it takes. Talmud Chaver B'chaim Shalevitz once said about his Rebbe B'chaim Shalevitz that the reason why he was Zoycha Shalai Kederach HaTeva in his Torah, in his Avotah's Torah, was because he was a Goyen in the Midah of nice of all chaverim. Givaldik. Thinking about Yenim besides the Yetzir Mitzvah is the Kinyan Torah. And believe me, there are so many opportunities. There are so many geleganites that a person could bring so much simcha into Yenin's life. A Rebbe works hard to pay the shir, pay the chabura. You know what it means saying, Rebbe, Yashikoyach, I enjoy the shir with Bishmak, with Givaldik. It was nothing. No time, no effort. And you're giving so much simcha. You're giving so much people can effort. And that's our tacha, that's our shlichus. That's why we're here in this world. To be nice about chaveir. And the Alkulam, and I say this over again every year because I have to say it over every year. The Alkulam, our shlichus with our parents. How many times did Aista had it for me? Parents say, he has no shlichus to us, he has no yachas, he's smarter than us, he's a bigger lambin. I'm telling you, it's retzicha of Hashem's doyfim. Besides what the Yishalmi calls the Kibarav is the Eza Chamura Sheva Chamura is Kibarav. Besides the Chiyav. But where's the Nais of Al-Khadeyah? Torah has to bring to Nais of Torah to bring to Abbas Yisrael. That's what Hashem Alekecha Dorishu is called. and Baruch Hashem, if you stay there to your parents and you're better than them, so thank the Eibishter that you have this Kinyan Torah. But don't go for Hashem in the Torah. Don't make a Chil Hashem that Torah means not to be friendly, not to have a shaykhus. And like I said, me the Torah Meruva. A mother puts so much courage to make a supper, to do this, to buy a suit. Where's the Hakaras HaTayv? You know what Hakaras HaTayv is? Hakaras HaTayv is nice about Hagari. Hakaras HaTayv means you're telling her, I appreciate what you did for me. And you're bringing so much simcha and so much feedback and so much happiness into your parents' life, which they so readily deserve. And that's why I say, go down the list. You, each and every one of you, are a bailim on the simcha, on the happiness of the other person. You walk into shul, there's an old man, he has no children, he's this, he's that. You go over to him, you have a yacha. What you're telling him is, I care about you. I'm happy you're still alive. Maybe nobody else tells him that. But by having a shaykhah, by being nice to all chaveri, by doing what Hashem olaykecha is dairish imenu, you're bringing so much feedback on the nefesh, so much simcha. And that's the shot of it. What does it cost? What does it take? Zeh nehenne b'zeh laychasa. Opportunities are endless. So why doesn't the person jump at these Galilean heights? What's he missing? He's missing heart. He's missing the Nasa and Eina Belivai. His eyes are not out. He's not tuned in. And believe me, I give you haftacha, when somebody is kind of this mid and this gava of Naisabal Chaveri, so he's swimming in a yam of opportunity. He's surrounded. Every person is a chapter mitzvah. Every person is an opportunity. Em together is a simcha. Naisabal Matem. And all of it costs nothing. And then a person realizes the mid of Naisabal Chaveri is a kinyan nafshi. The Chazon Ish writes in a letter, Osha ani, I'm an Osha. Bahava Zula could have Lidna Chayim. You know what? I'm with you in that thing. Because by the Chazanish, the greatest Faginigan is doing the Chesed. And every person is a Chapshal Mitzvah. Every person is a Galeganite. And all it takes is nothing. Ain't ever leave. Look what's felt then. A Bacha Shvach in the Shia, help him with a stick of a Taisis. That's nice of all. Besides the Mitzvah of Chesed, that's our Shlich, that's our Tachlis. And again, for those who don't understand what I'm saying, you're missing one thing. You're missing the heart. You're missing the Nasan Ein Belibay. But once you're watching, and once you're looking, and once you care, oh, you're going to see your chaylis. Oh, you're going to see opportunities. And I once saw a beautiful verse, and I think it's very true to what we're speaking about tonight. Abel Yelapian, at the end of his safety, has a short stickler. He says, the mitzvah hafter achas amoicha. What does that mean? What is the lochel amaisa? Zot yadal yafter. It's safe at the end. People think it means whatever you do for yourself, do for Yen. In other words, you go into the shoe store, you want to buy a pair of shoes, buy your friend also, him also. Ridiculous, right? And what happens after yadal yafter? Tefas, move away, tefas, you end up with garments. Zot yadal yafter, that's not the title, hafter achas. What is the hafter achas amoicha? I'm reading his lesson. El Kolmash Ata Yisa Raisa Shariach Yasaloch. If you would be in his shoes and he would be in your shoes, if you would have a Shvacha day, whatever Rabbi says, right? Aren't you waiting for Kilianayim that somebody should come over and say, hey, what's the matter? Madua Panechem Rayam, what's bothering you? You know what bothers me that you didn't do it? You know what that means to the person? If you would be in their mask, if you come into a shoe, you're a stranger. How much are you waiting somebody to come over and give you a chshivas as a ben adam and say hello and do something to give you a little kira? So when you're in that massive, you know what you need. And let me say enough, Rabbi. So when you'll be parents, you'll know what I mean, how much parents need this to see us punish their children. We think parents are big people. I said over last year, I'll say over again this year, what Ravolba says in the Sefer. Just like a little child needs his parents' neglect, the little birds, and this and that, the same doctor, the revolver, a parent needs that from his child. And he writes, if a person is not nice, he does not have a yachas with his parents, he is the biggest chet. And you're young, you don't understand what I'm talking about, but trust me, this is the way it is. If you don't have that yachas, that's necessary, that chiba, and that understanding that my parents are kaiyis kadosh, the chamurish and the chamurish, You're giving them a tzar shein kamayim. And that's what the Hafer HaChamech is all about. If you'll be a bad master and he's the one, what are you waiting for from him? What do you want from him? That's what the Baal found. That's what the mitzvah of Hafer HaChamech is. And this is such a gewaltig trouble. You're in a master, you see somebody, okay, you're shy, right? The Mubach comes, you're shy, I'm also shy. But if I'll be a Mubach, you know, I want somebody, even though he's shy, to come over, because it means so much to me. That's the mitzvah Hafer HaChamech. And trust me, when you have this sugan, when you have this approach, you'll realize Osha Ani Bahava Zula. You'll realize you're living in unlimited opportunities of chesed. You're living in a life that you, each and every one of you, are a bialim on yenim chesed. Starting from your chaveim, rabeim, parents, shechem, it's all the same. When a person has that heart, the nashan ain of a levi, you'll realize how many yecholos, how much opportunity. A person wants to be an Adam Gadol. Where's an Adam Gadol? Reb Deshler once said a Taira Vart. A cotton is somebody that could take, but he can't give. Right? You know the Gemara. But Reb Deshler, that's the case. A Gadol is there but gives. A Gadol knows how to give. We want godless. This is godless. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's trachting for the Gadi. Made him the Moshe Rabbeinu. Made him the Gadol Rabbeinu Shemai. Is nice about Chaveri is godless. When somebody is filling up the water for Yenim, who is doing chesed for Yenim, and Taki might feel like he's a son of an Arishkite. It's not an Arishkite. That's godless. That's our shlich the devil. And let me just say, my hatzah for these 3 weeks, for these beginning of the Yom Tov, we're starting to mind our Bezer Hashem. We have a chiyuv of feeling the godless and bringing the geula. I guarantee you we'll bring the Geula closer and closer if we follow the Eitz of Chazal. That Chesed that Chazal say in so many places is Mekar of the Geula. Let me give you a Hatzah to keep for the next 2 weeks, Bezras Hashem. Once a day, once each day, do a Chesed. I don't mean do a Chesed if you have to ask your pastor to give him the salt. No, I don't mean that. I mean do a Chesed the same Chesed. A Chesed you wouldn't have done otherwise. Not to drop it. It's something that you wouldn't have done before tonight. And do it the same yichud, shikubichu. I want to do more Ashura Shabbat Shalom Yemen. I want to do Ratzon Hashem. And the 3 weeks will go by, you'll have countless opportunities of being nice to the Lord. And then you'll realize, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, how open this opportunity of nice to the Lord. And hopefully you'll keep it up for the rest of the year. And then you'll become Yenigodo of Nish Yerim. You'll realize how Osha Ani Bahava Zula. You'll realize what Maisa Bal Chagayoi is usually, Kemar always, Zen Nene Vedele Chasa. You don't have to close the Gemara even. When a person is listening, he has the lathe and the heart. He has listening, he has his eyes open. Yenim needs something. Oy will he find Yechayla. A Masih, he'll realize the godless of Maisa Bal Chagayoi. And hopefully in these 2 weeks we'll be kind of this middle of Maisa Ba'oil. And you'll realize it's all that needs a little heart. A little Masim Eina Ba'oil. And in these 3 weeks we'll turn into Yom Mivarachim. If we could be kind of this middle, or Mechadik the middle, of Maisa Ba'oil, then these Yomim Rayim become Yom Mivarachim. Let me be Messiah with a Maisa. I hope you remember your answer. I think it's something that really teaches us what it means nice to borrow. The Maitre printed in a number of Sfarim, the Stifler of the Chayim Levracha, when he heard the Maitre, the Ratsim came from his pilot. After the war, there was a Yid. He lived in Rishon LeZion, it was a settlement of Eretz Yisrael. And Nebuchadnezzar he wasn't from. Before the war, he was Shakalik, he wasn't Azoi Ayayai. And after the war, he lost everything. His whole shack was destroyed. It came, I'm telling you what the Prophet, it came the Yom Kippur of Tafshid Yudgimel, that was the last year of Chazanish's life. And this person went to work, Rahman was home. He went to sleep and he woke up in a terrible dream. His father came to him from the palace on Kippur and said, "I encourage you to die very soon." So this person was a Gantar Abifar, from there, he did Seva Cholayim Sigan Vaisan. 7 days straight, he had the same home. His father came to him with a Kippur and a palace. Completely. 7 days, the same column in a row. she went to the Chazanish, you heard about the Chazanish, she went to the Naibas, the Chazanish, she walked into the Chazanish's room, the Chazanish looks at him, he says, "Work on Shabbos, work on Rosh Hashanah, work on Kippur." Your father has no menucha in her fault, the first thing that comes. The first thing was, he's gone to an ice cream. He didn't say a word, he didn't tell a word to anybody at the Chazanish either. And Chazanish, his mom is telling him, "Advarim Kaviyachim." And Chazanish puts his head on the table as he's crying. And Mamish, he loves to hide in the water, he doesn't have what to do. Chazanish picks up his head a few moments later and says, "Rabid, what chusid do you have? I know you're going to do tshuva, you're going to go back to your Yiddish derech, but you had a schus atzim. You had your father coming from Yenivel to tell you this message. What did you do right in your life that you had such a gevaldige to be given?" I'm thinking, I'm honest. It goes this, it goes that. Yeah, I remember before the Second World War, there was a pogrom, and a child was killed, and I did tshuva for the child. And he said, "Oh, that's what it is." You think about the story, what lived in that mindset? What lived in that mindset that he deserves such a giloy? Now, by side, that's what Maisa Bo'el is all about. Because that's what Hashem will take a zayr from each and every one of us. And if somebody is zaycha, that's such a gevaldige giloy, when he has a rachmanis on a mate, how about how much more has come of his time when he's talking about a ben adam and not some person, but a yachol kamayinik, a person that's b'tzelem aleikim? Let's use these 3 weeks to be kind of this midah of nice ba'oil. Let's use these 3 weeks to become gedolim in the real sense, and hopefully if we'll use these 3 weeks, so these 3 weeks, the yamim harayim, will hopefully be the sabbath and yamim v'ayrachim, and hopefully taka,
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.